Behold the crucifix. What does it symbolize? Pallid incompetence hanging on a tree. I question all things as I stand before the festering and varnished facades of your haughtiest moral dogmas. I write thereon in letters of blazing scorn. Lo and behold, all this is fraud. Gather around me, O ye death-defiant, and the earth itself shall be thine to have and to hold. Too long the dead hand has been permitted to sterilize living thought. Too long right and wrong, good and evil, have been inverted by false prophets. No creed must be accepted upon authority of a divine nature. Religions must be put to the question. No moral dogma must be taken for granted. No standard of measurement deified. There is nothing inherently sacred about moral codes. Like the wooden idols of long ago, they are the work of human hands. And what man has made, man can destroy. He that is slow to believe anything and everything is of great understanding. For belief in one false principle is the beginning of all unwisdom. The chief duty of every new age is to upraise new men to determine its liberties, to lead it towards material success, to rend the rusty padlocks and chains of dead customs that always prevent healthy expansion. Theories and ideas that may have meant life and hope and freedom for our ancestors may now mean destruction, slavery, and dishonor to us. As environments change, no human ideal standeth sure. Whenever, therefore, a lie has built unto itself a throne, let it be assailed without pity and without regret, for under the domination of an inconvenient falsehood, no one can prosper. Let established sophisms be dethroned, rooted out, burnt and destroyed, for they are a standing menace to all true nobility of thought and action. Whatever alleged truth is proven by results to be but an empty fiction, let it be unceremoniously flung into the outer darkness, among the dead gods, dead empires, dead philosophies, and other useless lumber and wreckage. The most dangerous of all enthroned lies is the holy, the sanctified, the privileged lie, the lie everyone believes to be a model of truth. It is the fruitful mother of all other popular errors and delusions. It is a hydra-headed tree of unreason with a thousand roots. It is a social cancer. The lie that is known to be a lie is half eradicated. But the lie that even intelligent persons accept is fact. The lie that has been inculcated in a little child around its mother's knee is more dangerous to contend against than a creeping pestilence. Popular lies have ever been the most potent enemies of personal liberty. There is only one way to deal with them. Cut them out to the very core. Just as cancers are. Exterminate them root and branch, annihilate them, or they will us.